refers to the Bush plan. Now, it does seem that it excludes more people than it includes.
That's right. I mean, if you look at who the plan's aimed at, it's really borrowers who seem to be solvent, not more than 30 days behind payment or 60 days throughout the course of the year with regards to their payments. So I think the original indication that it would help about 1.2 or over 1 million subprime borrowers seems to be a bit mislaid, if you like. And I think when the market digests the full implications of the plan, there may be a bit of a reassessment as to its reaction to it.
Oh, really? So because we did see the markets rally yesterday, so you think that was just a knee-jerk reaction that we're seeing something?
You always see a knee-jerk reaction. I think what the plan did suggest or does suggest is that the actual extent of the subprime fallout from foreclosures, I mean, if foreclosures do accelerate through a resetting of mortgage rates, what that's likely to do is put further pressure on house prices, which is good for nobody, home builders or the consumer. So the initial reaction is to say, hey, this is going to actually stem that impact, and is seen as the US positive. But I think going forward, as the plan is actually further analysed, I think the obstacles will be more evident.
And here in the UK, we saw interest rates cut yesterday. Now, is this also a response to the credit crisis in a way?
I think it is. The credit crisis has backed a lot of central banks into a corner. I mean, there's no doubt within the UK that we have seen a softening picture within the economy. House prices have fallen for 3 months in a row. I think the consumer sentiment and consumer activity has softened as well considerably. But I think most analysts were really expecting the Bank of England to start their interest rate cutting cycle at the start of next year. So to see them move this early does suggest that the credit market impact was a big factor.
It's one of the reasons they perhaps brought it forward a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think you can't discount the impact of the Northern Rock fiasco. Yeah. The Bank of England has been one of the least active in terms of providing liquidity in the face of this credit turmoil. So I think they didn't want to give the impression that they weren't sensitive to what was going on in the banking sector.
Had to be proactive. And of course, speaking of interest rates, what's going to happen with the Fed next week?
Well, I think a 25 basis point cut is being fully priced in by the market, and analysts have increasingly been talking about a 50 basis point cut. I think if you look at the situation in the US, we're still seeing little evidence from the actual real economy to justify rate cuts. All of these responses are definitely related to the credit market and what's happening within the financial sector. I think if we see a 25 basis point cut from the dollar's point of view, because that's being fully priced in, I don't see that as a dollar negative move. Whereas if we do see a 50 basis point cut next week, that could lend a bit of pressure against the dollar.